Off the Ball, GAA.
The game is much more progressive. It's been much more engaging for people to watch and more entertaining for supporters.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we preview tonight's League of Ireland action, and there's good news for Derry City ahead of their North West derby. Thomas Tuchel's first England squad raises more eyebrows than cheers, and Chelsea continue to splash the cash. But first, Off the Ball is heading to Drogheda tonight for the meeting of Drogheda United and Shamrock Rovers in the Premier Division. Drogheda go into the game unbeaten and top of the table, while Rovers finally collected their first win of the campaign at the fourth attempt last week against St Pat's. The hosts remain without defenders James Bulger and Alicia Ahoui, midfielder Paul Doyle and forwards Douglas James Taylor and Josh Thomas. Lee Grace and Danny Mandroyu are out for Rovers. Their manager Stephen Bradley is expecting a tight affair.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a tough game, and we don't expect tomorrow to be any different. Like you said, especially given that they're in flying form at the moment, they're top of the league, they'll be full of confidence. Yeah. So like I said, tomorrow's going to be a difficult game.
Champions Shelburne were the latest team to fall to Drogheda, and on this week's LOI pod, Gareth McGlynn has been impressed with the recently full-time County Louth club.
Yeah, it's just more of the same, only a little bit more. I think the full-time approach, usually it takes you a yearly transition into that because everything's changed. Your whole cycle's changed, your patterns changed, your sleep pattern when you train, when you do different things, when you eat. But they've just gone to it, like they've taken to it like the ducky water. Now, Warren Davis is a perfect example of it. Even the way the goal came about, the aggression, the confidence to take the shot from there, I mean, it's just everything you need to see now at Drogheda. And people were saying, especially after the Pats match, when it was a brilliant defensive performance, but then they've kind of evolved a little bit more as well. They've actually got better at going forward and starting to create more chances. They're always going to be defensively sound and well set up. Dara Doyle and Kev will always have them like that.
There's lots more from Gareth and Vinnie Perth, including their take on the mooted league breakaway from the FAI on this week's LOI pod, which is available for free every Thursday in the OTB football feed. And don't forget, tonight's meeting of Drogheda United and Shamrock Rovers is live on OTB Sports Radio, so make sure you've downloaded the Off the Ball app for that. A bad virus has ripped through the Shelburne squad ahead of tonight's visit of Cork City to Talca Park. Greg Bulger and Shaunie Maguire both missed last week's draw for Cork at home to Sligo, and Tim Clancy says the experienced pair will be out for a while.
Yeah, look, Greg and Shaunie are probably going to miss a bit of time now with muscle injuries. Really, really frustrating for us because we've had a ridiculous run of injuries with the players in the squad. We had a tight squad, and I think if you've seen the bench on Friday night, bar Conor Brand, the sub keeper, everyone else was the under-20s, so we are down.
The only other unbeaten team in the top flight are Galway United, and they'll be out to protect that record when Waterford visit Eamon DC Park later on. For their part, the Blues are looking to bounce back from last week's 3-0 defeat at home to Bohemians. Waterford boss Keith Long knows tonight won't be easy.
Well, I believe our record is pretty dismal in Galway over a long number of seasons. It's the toughest of challenges on the back of a disappointing display against Bowes. So we know what to expect from Galway. You know, certainly we will get punished if we don't go up there with the right mindset, the right attitude, and with the right mentality.
Before tonight's Dublin derby in Inchicore, St Pat's have confirmed that Ramal Palmer faces a period on the sidelines. The midfielder has undergone surgery for a hamstring injury. Jamie Lennon, Keane Levy and Ryan McLaughlin all remain out as well, but Sean Hoare could make his second debut for the Saints, having recovered from injury. Pats midfielder Barry Bagley's been looking ahead to tonight's Dublin derby with Off the Ball's Stephen Doyle.
Have you missed Jamie Lennon, do you think, in the team?
Yeah, you could say. Jamie's obviously a brilliant player. Like, he's so good at what he does. Arguably probably the best player in the league at what he does specifically in the midfield. So, you know, losing someone that good in your team is obviously going to have a bit of an effect, but you kind of just have to get on with it too. Injuries are expected throughout the season, and you can't just rely on kind of one or two people.
So you're coming up against Bohemians this Friday night. Huge Dublin derby. Maybe as a man who has come out from outside of Dublin, have you kind of felt the kind of buzz of a Dublin derby coming up to Friday night after the one against Shamrock Rovers, of course, last week, but especially having one at home as well? You know, the atmosphere that's going to be there on Friday night should be absolutely sensational.
Yeah, the buzz last week around the Dublin derby was unbelievable. something. Obviously, it's another factor. I wanted the same for Pats and to be able to play in them big games regularly. And yeah, this week should be another good one too. Being at home at Richmond, and I'm sure the crowd will be right behind us, and it'll be a great atmosphere.
Just on Bohemians as well, like they've obviously had a bit of a, I suppose, a patchy start to the season, but 3-0 last week, they won away to Waterford. Colin Whelan got a hat trick. He's going to be another danger man that St. Patrick's Athletic are going to have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, he's another good player. Have a lot of good players in forward positions. That can hurt teams, as you've seen last week at Waterford. So we'll have to, perform well in order to stop them boys doing any damage.
The early strugglers, Derry City, don't play until tomorrow night when they go to Sligo Rovers, but there is some much-needed good news for the Candy Stripes. Strabane District Council has approved a 25-year lease on their Brandywell home. That decision means Derry City will be able to apply for £11.8 million of the NI Football Fund. The lease allows the Candy Stripes to bid for a share of the fund as a performance club who intend to become the owners. Should the club's application prove successful, then the funding will go towards the completion of the Mark Farran stand.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous and always will use tear gas.
Yes. Oh, Jesus!
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. A 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Ruta 40 was the most lonely road in the world. It turns out Ruta 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
After dropping points for the first time this season last week, First Division leaders Dundalk head down to Bray tonight. Cove Ramblers begin the night in second spot and they make the long trek to Ballybuffet to play Finn Harps. UCD's search for a first win of the season takes them to Lissiewullen and Athlone Town, while Treaty United are at home to Wexford. Arna Slot has confirmed that Trent Alexander-Arnold will miss Sunday's Carabao Cup final against Newcastle. The right-back damaged his ankle in Tuesday night's Champions League defeat to PSG at Anfield. Ibrahima Konate hasn't trained since his exit from that game, but he is expected to take part in today's session with the hope of playing at Wembley. Konate's defensive partner Virgil van Dijk reignited talk about his future after Tuesday's game when he claimed anyone that knew what his future was is lying. But Slot is clear about his intentions for his captain.
I don't know what's happening next season as well in terms of results. But that's not what you mean. The only thing I know is that I want Virgil to be here next season, and all the rest is talks about contracts, and that's not what I do over here.
And despite being taken the distance on Tuesday night, Slot is confident in his players' power of recovery.
I think it's in the end quite normal that players are tired in extra time, especially if the 90 minutes were so intense. So and you don't get the reward for that. But I think I made five changes. So five of the 11 that were on the pitch, and you can exclude the goalkeeper, so five out of 10 could never be tired. So I don't think that was the reason why Paris Saint-Germain was better in the last half hour than in the first 90. That had, in my opinion, nothing to do with us being tired. But the players are able, there are 4 days in between, to play Sunday again, definitely.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says things feel different compared to their meeting with Manchester United in the same occasion 2 years ago. Howe wants to use their 56-year wait for a trophy as a positive.
A lot's made of that, and of course I understand why. But I think it's a real motivation for us to try and break that long time and that long wait that everyone's feeling here. It should be inspiring for us. Not a negative, and I know I understand it will be a negative or perceived negative for a lot of people, but we're trying to look at it the other way around. A chance to make history for us as a team, that's very rare in football. You get very few opportunities to do that. Chance to be remembered positively, which again is not very many times in your career you get a chance to do that. So I think they're all positive outcomes. And I want the players to look at it that way, as I said earlier, to attack the game and to give a good representation of us.
Former Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson has been included in Thomas Tuchel's first England squad. The 34-year-old hasn't been near an England squad since March of last year, when he was an unused sub in a friendly against Belgium. England begin their World Cup qualifying campaign this month with games against Albania and Latvia. Henderson's recall has come at the expense of the likes of Morgan Gibbs-White and Adam Wharton. Marcus Rashford is another who has come in from the cold. His loan spell at Aston Villa has done enough to impress Tuchel. There are first call-ups for Newcastle's 32-year-old defender Dan Byrne and Arsenal teenager Miles Lewis-Skelly. The Irish qualified Liam Delap is left out, with Dominic Solanke preferred as backup for Harry Kane. And Chelsea's spending shows no signs of slowing down. They've agreed a near €50 million deal for Sporting winger Giovanni Quenda. The 17-year-old was handed his debut by Ruben Amorim at the start of this season and has gone on to provide a goal and 5 assists in the top flight in Portugal. Quenda will remain at Sporting on loan next season. There's a 7-year contract with the option of an extra year agreed with Chelsea.
We've been shagged by them. We've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin. We have to put up with this. At this level, that's cost my club lots of money. Lots of money. The players are suspicious. The players are concerned. And I ask you, is this, am I being paranoid? Or is this reality? This is reality. I'm highly suspicious. Very skeptical. I'm completely disillusioned over that. That was a scandalous decision. I'm only a part of the proletariat. These people run the game. There's something definitely going on. We're from court. What's happening in Dublin? Nothing. Don't give it. They don't give a shit about it. There's something seriously wrong. There still exists in Irish football a link with the past. Am I going crazy? Is there something seriously wrong with our game? I think there is. And again, and again, and again, and again. Somebody's out to get me. Is there somebody out to get me? Somebody out to give us a message? We've been shagged by Dublin. We've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.